are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, join the 100,000-plus fans in the official Cleveland Browns fan club. The Browns backers worldwide. It's free to join the biggest organized fan club in all of sports and includes team shop discounts, special event invitations, and exclusive VIP experiences. To join, visit brownsbackers.org. Vic Carucci, Nathan Nate Dogg Zagura. It is Cleveland Browns Daily. It is driven by Liberty Ford. And we've got, I saw a tweet in here I wanted to reference. Other than the reaction to our Beats picture,
yeah,
which I thought was a hell of a nice picture.
It was a very fine picture.
Someone referred to us as a Motley Crue. I love the guy who said you look like
Kaepernick.
Kyle Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, and his brother Kyle. No, you look like Colin Kaepernick. You do. Okay, so then the question was, if the NFL does away with the extra point? This is from Rick, by the way.
Okay.
On Twitter. If the NFL does away with the extra point and continues to make changes to the kicking game, will that hurt Hall of Fame chances? Will that impact Hall of Fame chances? And, you know, I don't know if the rules – I mean, I would say going forward, for sure, it's going to impact those players affected who are playing the game now, right, in their eligibility many years from now.
I don't think anybody, though, would ever get in as a kicker based on the fact that they made every extra point.
Right.
Or I don't think that has any
dependability,
but it's
clutch and field goals and such that are definitely what most people are looking at and talking about. I would go along with that. It's the return game, though, that I think is a bigger issue.
Yes. Right? Those specialists have a tougher time getting in. Like, do you think right now, as you sit here, a guy like Devin Hester has a chance to go to the Pro Bowl, go to the Hall of Fame based on what a dominant returner he was for a period of time?
You know, he'll get in the room. I think the discussion is in the room. I don't know. Now the boldness of the Hall of Fame voters is going to be tested because they put Ray Guy in. So does that open the door possibly for a Steve Tasker as a cover guy? But can you go with, you know, a cover guy and a return guy? It's easier to cite return numbers, right, and impact from that and what Devin Hester has been and what he's meant. And he's sustained it over a longer period of time than some other returners. So, you know, when you think of, for instance, Deion Sanders was not getting in the Hall of Fame just on his return ability. He was getting in because he was an unbelievably great cornerback. But his return skills, I remember, were discussed in the room.
Okay.
You know, as part of his body of career work. So
I wonder if now that they're going to start making different wings, maybe they make a specialist wing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
like the WWE Hall of Fame has a celebrity wing.
And I don't think it cheapens the hall. It'll be a tough sell to a lot of the voters and the board of directors because they're very old school and they're very stuck in their ways. I mean, there's no question about it that, you know, I'm glad the Pro Football Hall of Fame is not it's not baseball's Hall of Fame, and it's not the voters who in baseball are more about the causes. They take pride in keeping people out. That's their thing. They see themselves much more
gatekeeper
mentality than I think your job is who's getting in. You've got to be an open the gate person too.
Right.
You can be a gatekeeper, but they're more gate blockers. I mean, in baseball,
there are a lot of haters out there. Notorious.
They hate but what I don't like is they revel in that. I mean, there's just sense of, you know, look at us. We got to keep some baseball players out. Isn't that great? You know, and I think that's weak. I think that's pathetic. I think it speaks to the worst part of their personalities because it's about them. And when you're voting for the Hall, it's not about them. It's about the people who played the game. Nobody paid to see you write about the game. And yes, somebody might listen to what you have to say and you might have an audience, but you're still not the game. The game is the people who play the game.
For sure.
Or coaches.
You're exactly right. Exactly right about that. Seldom wrong and right again, Notorious.
I don't know about that. And we're going to do something fun next week, by the way, while we're chatting about this stuff. Ranking the Browns roster from 1 to 53. I'm looking forward to it. We're going to do that this weekend, right?
That's we're going to start to work
homework,
on that.
Homework for this weekend.
And we'll go through that next week. Because I think what we need to do, today we're going to finish up the cornerback review. We'll do that along with Gerard Cherry in just a few minutes. Tomorrow we'll do a special teams review and we'll get that, or maybe Friday. We'll move it to Friday because tomorrow we got a pretty loaded show. Kyle Shanahan, the new offensive coordinator of the team. Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator of the team.
Yep.
Dane Brugler from CBSSports.com and NFLDraftScout.com will come by to talk a little bit about the prospects. He released a new mock draft.
And we saw Kyle Shanahan
walking,
by the studio, getting a little coffee, kind of walking by and making sure he knows he's going to be in the studio.
Megan Rock's already a fan of Kyle Shanahan's.
Yeah, she liked it. She liked the look.
She liked
the Kyle Shanahan.
She did. She's a fan. She'd go to Jimmy John's with him, I'm sure.
Probably. Hey, the NFL TV package. We've got to talk about this.
Yes.
CBS is going to be broadcasting. So the league announced today, for those who might not have been aware of this, that CBS will carry Thursday night football for the first half of the season. The first eight games of the season will be on CBS and NFL Network. It won't be exclusively on NFL Network. It will still be on NFL Network, but the broadcast will also be on CBS, okay, simulcasting. And the announcers will be the number one team for CBS of Jim Nance and Phil Simms. Yeah, they're going to do – so the Nance Simms team, which does the big Sunday games, obviously will be doing the Thursday night games in addition to that. But the rest of the, quote, shoulder programming will be handled by NFL Network crew, Rich Eisen, all those people, Steve Mariucci, Michael Irvin, whoever they bring back to their cast. I know there might be some cast remake. I've been hearing rumors of that. But whoever is on that, maybe Deion Sanders, I think would still be a part of that.
What are you hearing, Notorious?
I'm just hearing things. And I'm also reading, because this part was reported by Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio there, that this move, because CBS had to pay for these rights, right, to be part of this, to carry these broadcasts.
So eight games?
It's going to bump eight games. It's going to bump up the salary cap a little bit in 2015. So there'll be more cap money for teams. So I think that's kind of a significant thing for people
it
to kind of know.
So eight games will be simulcast on CBS and the NFL Network, and the other eight will
just be on the NFL Network exclusively, because that affects advertisers.
Sure.
You know, exclusive dollars for ads versus, you know, one on two networks versus one.
Well, it's nice to have more, you know, broadcast available games for people. And the other thing about it that I love about it is it's going to be 14 Thursday night games and two Saturday games. I love when the Saturday games come back at the end of the year.
We didn't
None
have
this
them.
Year. It was
we
ridiculous.
Didn't have them this year, and it was ridiculous. You look forward to those if you're at a holiday party, a boring holiday party,
where
the guys, you know, that want to get in a room and watch football, even some of the women, I'm sure. By the way, just another point about this 2015 cap increase, not that it's that massive, but you're talking about an additional $250 million pie that's being split 32 ways. Comes to roughly $7.8 million per team in additional salary cap space. So it's some space. It's not overwhelming, but it's some. Just to throw that out there. All right, we are going to do our breakdown of the defensive backs of the Browns, and we're going to have Gerard Cherry join us to do that. When I say breakdown, it's going to be a review of the 2013 DBs and put our letter grades onto those and get Gerard Jerry's thoughts of a position that he played in the NFL. That's all ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.